This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I said something that I thought was obvious to anybody with eyes that was watching that game, that Nick Chubb is not Nick Chubb. That's not Nick Chubb. What we saw yesterday, what we've seen so far, unfortunately, has not been the Nick Chubb that we all know and love and got behind and has, in my lifetime, the best running back I ever saw.
And he got ripped.
But that sounds like a positive to me. That means you think he's going to return to being that Nick Chubb at some point.
I have no way to know that. But I don't know how anybody could watch what they've seen out of him and think anything other than what I put out there yesterday, which is why I was stunned.
Well, you can look at him and say, I think he's done. I don't think he's ever going to return to any form of a
five-yard-a-carry
running back.
Yeah, I haven't gone that far. I'm just saying the guy I've seen in three games is not Nick Chubb, which, like Daryl said, as expected. I did not have huge expectations for Nick Chubb going into this season. And obviously, he started the year on the IR, wasn't able to play, or what, the PUP or whatever, what is it called? So
yeah.
I expected this to be a tough battle, a tough comeback trail. But, you know, we're evaluating players like we're supposed to evaluate. And right now the Browns have no running game. And a big part of that is because Nick Chubb is not Nick Chubb. It's not for a lack of him trying to bust his ass to get back
on
the field.
Well, my natural reaction is to disagree with you and come over and want to slap you and say, how dare you? But I want to know if I'm struggling within myself, and I've struggled within myself since I've seen what you've posted, or whether or not I'm being a fanboy or honest, because there's times where he falls forward, he shows such great burst. You know, there was a 1st and 10 run where it was just from, and it looked like he was there again. But then again,
I haven't really seen the burst. I have not from play to play.
I was getting to the then again part.
Yeah.
But then again, he's coming off of one of the most significant injuries I think I've ever seen a Cleveland Brown go through. Maybe the most significant injury I've ever seen a Cleveland Brown go through. And so there's going to be a time where, yeah, and you're coming back. You had no training camp. Mm-hmm. You can only work out. There's such a thing as game shape. There's such a thing as game movement. I think a lot of people just don't want to believe that he may never, ever return to that form he was before. And he's so beloved that when you say something, and especially, I tell you, if you say something that maybe people might be thinking about and they don't want to say it out loud, they get mad at you for telling them that. There's always the inconvenient truth about things that none of us want to believe yet. Now, I'm not willing to go there yet with it. That's why I think it's still a little bit premature. Because it's been three games. He hasn't played in over a year. He's only been able to work out, and hey, he's still a horse, and he can still do all these things physically, but can he play to that same level that he was before? I'm not sure if he can. I don't know. But I know I'm not going to learn in three games in the middle of the season. I think that maybe this year is this year, and then we see what we get back in next year, but there is the law of diminishing returns when it comes to a running back.
Yeah, it's a brutally tough spot for him, especially considering, you know, there was this kind of outcry yesterday from the people that did agree with me, and they said, yeah, he came back too early. And I'm like, we had no choice. Coming back too early, I mean, his contract, the way that it got restructured, right, or the way that the Browns redid his contract, It's incentive-based. He needed to play in these games. That was the Browns trying to meet him halfway, so he had to play.
It doesn't matter. He had no choice because he was up against the time allowed. He would have to lose the entire season because of the IR rule. So anybody can say what they want to about his contract or whatever. I mean, those are the rules of the league. You have 3 weeks after you get activated from IR to be an active player, or you have to be out for the entire year. Those are the rules. So he had to come back at some point. Now, did they have to play him or anything like that? I mean, we can make that argument all day long, because I think if you were to lose games, I think that Kevin's going to say, and he's going to say as well, if I'm active to play, then I'm active to play and I'm going to play, because Kevin wants to try to win football games and Nick Chubb helps you win football games. I'm still not ready to go there yet. I'm still uncomfortable with the conversation. And so when I read that, I got a little bit angry with you, I ain't gonna lie. When you said it, I got a little bit angry with you, because you told me before I saw it, and I got a little bit angry, I ain't gonna lie. But then I'm going through this, am I just not seeing the truth yet? Is it such a bad thing? Like, what am I doing with, like, I you hear what I'm asking with the questions? Like, I don't know how to respond to it yet. Because there's been times, and I flatly disagree with you, where I think I've seen some of the burst. Is it as consistent? No, it's not as consistent as what it's been. But I can't expect it to be. It's been three games. He's coming back from a serious injury.
It's just weird seeing him get tackled by a weak side linebacker from behind. Like, that was never happening before. It happened yesterday like three times. And yeah, I get it. The offensive line is the offensive line, but there are other guys on his team running behind the same offensive line that have been getting, you know.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Much better carries. I mean, Jerome Ford, 5.2 average this year. Even Foreman, who's not really supposed to at this stage of his career, he's got 3.4 yards per carry. Chubb's at 2.7.
Yeah.
That's not even in the same stratosphere of Nick Chubb.
Well, I'm not ready to go there yet. I'm just not ready to go there.
Well, I think I'm kind of confused at your response, because I'm not saying that he's done. I'm just saying the Nick Chubb I've seen so far is not in the same galaxy as the Nick Chubb that we've seen dominate the league and look like one of the best running backs in modern day history. I think you agree with that, right? What you've seen out of Nick Chubb is not.
Well, yeah, I have to.
Okay, so why are you so uncomfortable? I'm not asking you to write off his career. I'm not writing off his career. I do think it's going to be tough for the Browns to like proceed. And what's the running back room look like next year? Like, can they count on Nick Chubb if this is what it is all year?
Well, I probably not. But I don't believe it's going to be like this all year.
Well, we'll
but
see.
Again, the offense is so listless, I don't know when he's going to be able to actually show that. So are we going to see more of the same? Because I don't know. You got guys running into each other. You can barely get a play in. I know it worked out well last week. Jameis Winston's throwing pick after pick now. And it's been one game of pick after pick. We'll see what he does in two weeks. But it's just, every time you think you have one problem solved, you get two other problems that you have to go out and solve. You get one of those, you get two extra problems. So then you're left with a whole bunch of problems. You're not, you just run out of time to fix these things. We get to the phones. Terry and Euclid, 216-474-0092. Terry and Euclid, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, I vehemently disagree with this guy. You're saying that you're not writing his career off, but you are.
No, not.
You wouldn't have said that.
I'm not at all.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. After three games, you're going to say, yeah, I don't see the Nick Chubb I used to see. Of course you're not going to see the Nick Chubb
I used
to see.
So you agree with me?
No.
You agree with me?
I agree with you. And let me tell you why.
It sounds like you agree with me. I appreciate you calling up and agreeing with me.
Let me tell you one thing that you're not saying. Well, I'll tell you what I see is he doesn't make the cutback like he used to. That's the one thing. But at the same time, there's somebody waiting in the hole for him every time he gets the ball. And it wasn't like that before either. He used to have 3, 4, 5 steps before somebody was on his back or on his front. So that's the difference, too. I see the same burst. I just don't see the cutback. That's the only thing I don't see. Thank you.
See, I think, Terry, I think at times I've seen the same burst, and thank you very much for the call. But I'm being told I don't know what I'm looking at. So, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure here because now I'm questioning what I see.
Also, Chubb's been here since 2018. He's had some makeshift offensive lines in that time. Like he's
well,
been able.
The 2020 line, the original starting five only played half the games. Only played in eight games,
and he averaged 5.6 yards per carry that year.
But is this also the Bill Callahan issue?
Oh,
Callahan helped out in the running game.
Look, there are plenty of other reasons too why it's not just Nick Chubb. Like the running game in general, they just don't have a standard NFL running game right now. I think there's only been one game this year.
So are we uncomfortable?
It's been impressive.
Are we uncomfortable because it did up until the end? It sounded like Terry agreed with it. He was upset about the burst comment that you made. No. But and I disagree with you too. But at the same time, is Terry upset because you're telling him something he might be thinking? Because it's like, well, he doesn't have a great offensive line. Okay, but he was able to make do with a bad offensive line before, or at least make maybe not as good offensive line look better.
Okay, that's what always made him different. Is that it really didn't matter. It really didn't matter. That guy was some of the most insane running back carries when it would look like he'd be stopped behind the line of scrimmage or there'd be no gain, and he would always flip to the side and all of a sudden jump into an area and you're like, wow, I didn't even see that was possible.
But can I expect him to do that this season? Can I expect him to return to that form this year?
Yeah, so I think we're in the same boat in not having any idea what this was going to look like following that massive, massive injury and the very complicated, you know, rebuilding of his lower body. I mean, this is that I didn't know what to expect. Like Daryl said, this is exactly what he expected. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what to expect in general when he came back. I just think it's to me, it's pretty clear that this is going to take some time. And I guess the question is, like, he's going to be out there trying to do this with a season where who knows what
he
trades they're going to make.
He can only play within the offense. The offense is not very good. He can only play within the offense.
That's
I don't know
really
what trades are going to make. That's right. I mean, goodness, if they trade David Njoku here over the next day, what's that offense going to look like? Then it's going to be even that much more on Nick Chubb. All right, well, am I just going to... Is the offense just going to go out there and make Nick Chubb look bad? I know he's not a bad football player. I think he's great. He's been a great football player. How much better is he going to be for the future? Is the offense or lack thereof just going to make my all-time running back look worse than maybe even than what he is? Or whatever he has left or anything. Like I think that that's what's bothersome to so many people. People here love Nick Chubb. Is it an entire offense issue? Because you've had bad defenses before. Well, Miles was in his significant prime before where he was able to play well even with bad defenses. But, again, he was in his early 20s, mid-20s. There's a difference. Nick only has so much time. And he's coming off the worst injury I think I've seen with a Cleveland Browns player coming back from that.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.